he get up about that high. He called him a short then, and when he get up a little high, you call him a hog.
A hog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what they call the male hog? They have a special name.
Stock hog.
Stock hog. Yeah. You ever call him anything else? Then?
No. Stock and a male. That.
Anybody ever call him a boar?
Maybe? Boar. Yeah. Yeah. Something he called like him a boar.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask you, what about the female hog? You have a name for her?
Yes, the broodsire.
Broodsire.
Yeah.
Did you ever? Yeah. Okay. Now let's see. Say that you wanted a. But what was the best kind of hog to eat? Was male or female or what?
Oh, both of them is good, but the female, he makes the best meat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he makes the best meat.
Say you had a little pig, and it was a male pig, and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar. What'd you have to do to him?
Had to cut him.
Cut him?
Yeah, yeah.
Did anybody ever use another name for that? Use the word alter?
Marking. Yeah.
Oh, how about castrate? Anybody?
You castrate him, yeah.
If you were going to do that to, say, old cat, old tomcat, would you still call it alter or marker?
Yeah, alter, yeah.
Same thing on same thing. To a, yeah. A horse, maybe?
Yeah, same thing.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what would you call a hog that had been marked or cut? A special name for him?
No, this is a meat hog. Meat hog? That's what you call him when you mark him. You call him meat hog.
Meat hog. Anybody ever call him a barrel?
No.
Never hear that one. They just always meat hogs.
Meat hog, yeah.
Let me ask you, sometimes you see these wild hogs out running around in the woods. Does that have a name for them?
No, just a wild hog. Now, he's been a plenty of them. Him and, well, he's back down here on called Black Creek, going down number 10. He's some down there now, wild hog.
Oh, those not good to eat, are they?
Yes, sir.
They pretty good?
Yes, sir. This is good as... And then you take a deer. Now, that's some good meat.
Yeah, it is good meat. I had some of that.
Yeah.
I had people barbecue it, and I know somewhat, but ground it up like hamburger.
Oh, yeah. That's good meat. Sure, yeah.
We were talking to more about the house. What does a woman usually do every day? She gets up and fix breakfast, and then what does she have to do with the house?
She had to clean up, wash the dishes, sweep up, and then...
Does the woman usually on Monday, does she have anything special to do on Monday? What does she usually do then?
No, not no special. No, not to go out in the garden. But that's everybody out of the question now. You know, people don't have garden now. But I have my garden just like I always did. Yes, sir. And I planted some planted some turnips out there the other day. Sad. Mm-hmm. I sold them this broadcast.
Is that a special day that a woman, say, washes her clothes?
No, but you know, some of them have special days. Some of them have Monday, some of them have Wednesday. And some of them wait till Friday or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Is she, what's she called? She says, I'm washing the clothes. What else could she call it? Did she ever say doing the laundry?
Laundry, that's what they call it, but you know, we put
and
wash.
Yeah, to do the wash. Yeah. Say just doing the washing and ironing, maybe.
Yeah, and you know people used to have rub bowls. Mm-hmm. You ain't never seen that one, did you?
Never seen one.
Well, here's a rub bowl. You can take a big plank. You know about why that chair there? Mm-hmm. And then you cut it. You cut that, sew that down this way.
Uh-huh.
And then sew close by there. And then you trim that down to where you done cut, mm-hmm. And then that leave that high, just like my finger there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they,
oh.
And they rub the...
Hey, you scrub your clothes.
Scrub your clothes on.
Did they ever call that a scrub bowl?
Scrub bowl, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see, do they have a big pot out back that you might heat up your water in? What'd you call that, maybe for washing clothes or for...
Pot?
Big pot.
Yeah.
Anything else they call that big, you know, thing? What if you made syrup in it? What do you call that then?
No, it was pan.